two HDNL schools will play for a North Coast Section Championship in basketball this weekend as four local teams get set for next week's state playoffs. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school basketball news and a roundup of the NCS playoff action, why it was an historic week for one local high school wrestling team, and how it was a week of mixed fortunes for the local college basketball teams. But first up, the St. Bernard's boys and Ferndale girls basketball teams will both play for an NCS championship in their own gymnasiums on Saturday night. Both teams successfully navigated their way through tricky semi-finals on Wednesday night. The Crusaders, who are seeded number one in the boys' Division 6 bracket, hosted Mendocino and won 53-42 to advance to Saturday night's championship game. Liam Dyer scored a game-high 25 points in the win, and teammate Carson Costa added 14 points and 5 assists as the Crusaders improved to 21-5 on the season. The Little Four champions will face off against number 2 seed St. Vincent de Paul in the championship game, which tips off at 7 p.m. The Ferndale girls, meanwhile, had to rally from an 8-point second-half deficit on the way to beating St. Vincent de Paul 33-28 in their semi-final, also on Wednesday night. The Wildcats were led by junior Michaela Ellsmore, who scored a team-high 13 points in the win, while teammate Gianna Regley added 7 points and Tinley Pigeon led a strong defensive performance. After getting a forfeit win in last weekend's quarterfinal round, the Ferndale girls were playing their first game in almost 2 weeks, and it showed early on as they struggled to find much offense in the first half. However, the number one seeded Wildcats would grow into the game and played a much better second half to advance to Saturday's championship game, where they will match up against number two seed Cornerstone Christian, with tip-off also set for 7 p.m. In other NCS action this week, on Tuesday night, the St. Bernard's girls and Fortuna girls both lost their semi-finals in the Division 3 bracket. Turnovers plagued the Crusaders, who fell 47-45 to Doherty Valley, a school of more than 3,000 students, in a game that went down to the final seconds. The Fortuna girls travelled to St. Mary's and lost their game 63-36. The Huskies and Crusaders will now play a third-place game at St. Bernard's on Friday night at 7. That game was supposed to decide which of them would receive the bracket's third and final berth for next week's state playoffs, but on Wednesday morning the NCS announced that St. Mary's was opting out of playing in the NorCal tournament, meaning St. Bernard's and Fortuna will now both advance to the NorCal tournament along with Doherty Valley. Friday's third place game will still go ahead because of seeding implications. Several HDNL teams were also in action in the NCS quarterfinals last weekend, including the Del Norte boys, who saw their season end in a 71-69 double overtime loss to Sonoma Valley in Crescent City, while the St. Bernard's boys defeated San Francisco Waldorf 84-56 in their quarterfinal. In girls' quarterfinal action, Eureka fell 41-30 to California, McKinleyville lost 34-27 at Moreau Catholic, Hoopa Valley dropped a close one at Sonoma Academy 62-60 in another game that went right down to the final seconds, while St. Bernard's defeated San Domenico 58-40 and Fortuna won at Middletown 60-47. The state playoff brackets, including the NorCal tournament, will be announced on Sunday, with the NorCal tournaments opening next Tuesday. In local high school wrestling, meanwhile, an impressive 19 HDNL boys and girls placed at last weekend's NCS championships. The girls competed at Albany High School, and the local league was led by Del Norte's Carly Dodson and Arcata's Rory Bickmore, each of whom placed fifth in their brackets. The boys competed at James Logan High School, and it was a good weekend for the Del Norte Warriors, who placed third as a team out of 105 section programs. For the second straight year, Del Norte took home two of the 14 individual championships, including a second straight win for senior Curtis Bartley and a first ever for impressive sophomore Remington Escobedo. Both NCS champions will advance to this week's big state tournament in Bakersfield, along with teammate Colton Shad, who lost his quarterfinal at the NCS tournament but battled all the way back to place third in his bracket. The three-day state championships got underway on Thursday and will run through Saturday. In local college basketball, meanwhile, it was a noteworthy week for the four Humboldt County teams. The Cal Poly Humboldt men won 77-72 at Cal State Los Angeles on Saturday and punched a ticket to next week's California Collegiate Athletic Association postseason tournament, with two games remaining. The Jacks have won 8 of their last 11 games heading into the final weekend of the regular season and are tied for 4th in the conference standings with a record of 11-9. They are also guaranteed a first winning season since 2018-19, and they are closing in on a first conference campaign above 500 since 2016. They will close out the regular season at home against Sonoma State on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. The Cal Poly Humboldt women also played at Los Angeles on Saturday and lost 70-40 to end their slender hopes of making it to the conference tournament. The College of the Redwoods men's and women's teams both advanced to this week's state playoffs, but both teams fell at the first hurdle on Wednesday night. The CR men, who won a 4th Golden Valley Conference championship in 5 seasons this winter, received the number 9 seed in the NorCal bracket and lost 76-74 to number 24 Alameda, a team that is coached by NBA legend Gary Payton. The game was back and forth for much of the night, but neither team scored in the final 1 minute 44 seconds as the Corsairs saw multiple opportunities miss the mark. The loss ends the season for the CR men, who closed out with a record of 21-8. The CR women won 3 of their final 4 games of the regular season to make the playoff field and were seeded number 20 in NorCal. They opened at number 13 Santa Rosa and lost 54-46 to also end their season. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.